The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, so Carver High, Indiana, the Hoosiers are one of the most successful college programs ever. The Hoosiers have won 8 national championships in soccer, 82, 83, 88, 98, 99, 03, 04, and 2012. Second only to the St. Louis Billikens, 10 titles. Todd Yeagley is the coach. Jerry Yeagley was the coach when I was there. His son, he was just a little runt running around the stadium when I was there. He's in his 8th year coaching them. And it's crazy. How about runner-up? So they won it in 82, 83, and then lost in the championship in 84. And then, I mean, they've been runner-up in 76, 78, 80, 84, 94, 01, and 2017. They've won the NCAA tournament college cup so many times, I can't even go through it. It'll take me all day. The NCAA tournament quarterfinals, they've been there so many times that I don't have time to do it. And then tournament appearances overall, it would take me 5 shows to go through the amount of times they've been in the tournament. Conference tournament titles, they've won so many, I'd be here all day. Conference regular season championships. I mean, I really, literally, it's like a phone book how many times they've won it. But the guy was a legend when I was there. I mean, absolutely an utter legend. And then now his son is coaching the program. It's just crazy. I was just looking through their history. It's crazy. And I remember doing the games at Bill Armstrong Stadium. Now, Bill Armstrong Stadium is notorious. Do you know what it's notorious for, Carver High? This is your valuable history lesson tonight on the bench.
What is it famous for?
Bill Armstrong Stadium is famous for the Little 500.
The Little 500.
Which is the bike race.
I know you have referenced the Little 500 before. I know you've brought this up in the past, the Little 500.
So, the Little 500 is the bike race where they race, the 33 teams race like the Indianapolis 500, and they race, it's a bicycle race, and they race just like the Indy 500. They go around and around and around, and they ride on bikes that have only one gear, just one gear. There's no like 12 speeds, 24 speeds, all this other high-tech stuff. They run on one bike with one chain. That's it. And they made the movie Breaking Away about the Little 500. The greatest movie ever. If you've never seen Breaking Away, you got to see it. It's
legendary film.
Just a great film, right? You've seen it, right? It's great. And that's the bike race. That was the movie about the Cutters, the local bums that in their T-shirts and their cigarettes rolled up in their sleeve, they decide to race against the fraternity brothers that always treat them like crap. And so they take on the fraternities and they race against them. And it's the greatest movie you've ever seen. And they race the race at the Bill Armstrong Stadium where the Indiana soccer team plays all their games. The place is legendary. It's been there forever. Like, they've kept it pristine, like Dodger Stadium. Like, they keep it like it's a relic. Ancient times. It's just they've kept it like the literally like the first Olympiad in Athens, Greece, where they had the first Olympics. They keep that stadium perfect. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near Tijuana, do you wanna, in Southern California, should do be. And Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, all over the globe. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's your boy Pharrell on the bench with Carver High this evening. 844-843-6879. You learn something new every day, Carver High. Let's see if I can let's see if I can pull it up here. I just want to see. If I remember, the track cycling race held annually the third weekend of April at Bill Armstrong Stadium on the campus of Indiana University, nicknamed the Little Five. Okay, so most wins. Okay, so the history of it, the Cutters have won it 14 times. That was the name of the team that won in the movie, the Cutters. But then what happened was in history, they won their 14th last year, but they originally were just bums, right? Like, they were local kids from Bloomington that took on the fraternities. That's what the movie was about, right? So, the weird thing about it is that my fraternity, Phi Kappa Psi, was always great in it as well. So I can tell you right now, here you go. Let's see where they won it. They have a great history in this thing. 1978, they won it. 1968, they won it. 1966, they won it. 1962, they won it. 1960, 59, and 58, they won it. So Indiana and Phi Kappa Psi, a legendary race team, they've always done well in the race. But they have not won it in forever. But it's the greatest event ever. And I have to tell you, it is just a booze-filled disaster. So anyway, James Johnson, he just went down in a heap for the Pelicans in this game against the Warriors. But I don't know if you knew he was from Cheyenne. He went to Wake. Was a first-round draft pick by the Bulls. He's played for every team in the league. I mean, honestly, Bulls, Raptors, Kings, played at Rio Grande, Memphis, Toronto, Miami, Mini, Dallas, Pelicans, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the guy, he's a black belt in karate and was a kickboxing champion. He was 20-0 and also fought in MMA. And he's no joke. He's had issues with domestic violence, too, back in the day. He got it dismissed by a court, but the guy, he ended up getting a divorce. He had a problem with his temper. But all I know is I knew that guy was a professional kickboxer, right? He was like a black belt badass. Like, he used to kick people in the face. Anyway, he just went down in a heap in this game against the Warriors, and he was writhing in pain. It's a rare day, Carver High, that I use the word writhing with you. Writhing in pain. They're carrying him off the court right now. Literally, two guys are carrying him. He is so done. I got to see the injury here. He went up for a rebound, came down. Jesus, I don't even know what happened. I honestly think, I have to see it to believe it, but I think he landed on his foot I don't even know what happened. Like, I can't pinpoint it. It's either he broke his toes or something. He broke a toe, or they're trying to figure it out too. The broadcasters, maybe he banged knees with the guy going up for the ball, but it did not look like he got injured when he landed. But man, did that guy go over in a heap. Like, he tipped over like a tree at Christmas out in the woods. I mean, he went down in a heap and he was writhing in pain, and they had to carry him off the floor. Meanwhile, the guy is a black belt in karate and has, I mean to tell you, this guy, he's never lost in karate. He's like got a perfect record. He was a professional. He kicked people in the face for a living. And meanwhile, when you watch games, when he plays, if you've ever watched the Pelican games, the guy, they'll talk about him and they'll say, they'll always mention, you don't want to mess with this dude. They're like, you do not want to mess with this dude in a fight. Because, like, everyone's afraid of him. He's got tattoos all over his body. He's got them on his neck, his face. He looks like he just got out of San Quentin. But he absolutely will kick you in the skull and knock your face off.
Talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond James ring Johnson. Wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, living the thing right, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Alligators down. Woo. That's him talking after the game in the locker room right now, injured. That was James Johnson right there. So anyway, Carver High, I know how upset you get when I talk about the Penguins and Islanders. So you haven't told me. I mean, it's very important that we get this in because I got a lot going on here. I'm having a hard time keeping these alligators down.
I know.
I really am having a hard time tonight. So we've talked about the East. Let's talk about the Central. Carolina and Nashville. Carolina has to win that series. They're so much better than Nashville. Could it be like, because a lot of them are obvious to me. I got to be honest. Carolina, I think Tampa. I still think they'll find a way to win. And then Toronto's better than Montreal. Edmonton's better than Winnipeg. Colorado's better than St. Louis. Vegas is better than Minnesota. But there is bound to be upsets. Now, yes. The Islanders beating the Penguins is no upset to me.
No.
I said it on C2C. I'm going to say it here. That is not an upset at all. You know it. I know it. They own them. They're in their heads. They're in the penthouse. They're living in the penthouse in the Penguins' head. The last time they played them, they swept them.
There are no upsets in those two East series. There is no upsets among those.
So do you think that the Nashville Predators could be the upset?
No, it's not going to be them. I think there's three teams that won't get upset here in this first round. I think Carolina is going to smoke Nashville. It could be even a sweep. I think they're going to destroy them. I think Colorado will beat St. Louis, and I think Vegas will beat Minnesota. I think that those three are the ones that I'm pretty confident about that they're going to move on. I want to pick Florida so badly to beat Tampa, but I just don't have the stones to do it. Like, I really want to pick the Panthers. I just feel like the Lightning have played so much hockey. They're not winning the Cup. They're not winning the Cup twice in less than 12 months. They're not doing it. It's too hard. But they're going to get a boost with Stamkos and Kucherov coming back. I really want to pick the Panthers, but I don't have the stones.
Let me ask you this question. Would you trade Stamkos with all of his injury problems? And he never plays. And then he shows up for the playoffs. Last year, he played one game. This year, he's injured again. And now here he comes to the play. I don't trust him at all, his body. I would trade him right now. Like, you talk about guys like Malkin and this guy. I would trade him. It's now or never.
Yeah, he had nothing to do with them winning the Cup last year. He played a period. In one game.
He had nothing to do with it. Would you trade him?
I probably would, but I
never plays.
But I know they won't. But I probably would if I was them.
But you know they won't. Why? Why would they not trade a guy that never plays, that everyone thinks is so great?
Well, here's the other part of it right now. Because of what you just said and how he never plays, and he makes so much money on the cap for the next, 6-7 years. That's going to be a hard contract to move, even if they wanted to move him. So that's an issue there. Now, here's where I think we'll get the upsets. You want to try to get upsets? I think Winnipeg.
In Canada?
I think Winnipeg can beat Edmonton. I absolutely do think. I know they've been awful for the past 5 or 6 weeks, but I just do not believe Edmonton is going to go anywhere with Mike Smith or Koskinen as their goalies. I don't care. You listen, you cannot play the type of game that the Oilers play during the regular season. I get that they've got these guys, you know, McDavid with 100 points and Draisaitl with 100 points. That don't work in the playoffs. You never win in the playoffs like that. You don't win 6-5 in the playoffs. You need to be able to grind games out. And I don't think that they have the defense or the goaltending to do it. Now, Toronto, I'd love to pick Montreal, but they're not going to lose to Montreal. Montreal's not beating Toronto. Can they win a couple games off them? Sure. But Toronto will not lose that series to the Habs. So I think Winnipeg's for an upset, and I think Florida could be a spot for an upset.
I'm with you on Toronto, but I don't believe that the Winnipeg. I think they suck. I know they won tonight. That means nothing to me. They won about two games in the last 2 months.
No, Toronto didn't even play any guys. They sat Marner tonight. Like, they didn't even play guys tonight, Toronto. They didn't care. That game didn't matter.
It mattered to you. You bet on them. Liar. I know it mattered to you. So I think Edmonton beats Winnipeg. I really do. And then I still think Tampa's dangerous. But I, you know what? I think Carolina might be able to beat them.
I do too. Carolina's really good.
I'll believe it when I see it. I still think, frankly, I hate to say it, I still think Tampa's better than Carolina. I mean, they have to be. They won the Stanley Cup. They're no joke. So they're still better than Carolina. It's going to take an upset.
Now, the NHL has a chance here to have four really, really high-profile second-round series. I know, and it's never going to break this way for them because it never does. But they have a chance, if things break right, for the second round to have Vegas against Colorado, Carolina against Tampa Bay, Edmonton against Toronto, and it doesn't even matter which combination you get in the East. It's going to be a good series. Doesn't matter if it's Pittsburgh Islanders, Boston Caps. You're going to get a good series there. So they got a chance for four really good series in the second round if it works out for them.
I think any way you slice it, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Look, you know what's great is it literally starts tomorrow night and it goes for 2 months.
Yep.
I mean, that is just fantastic news. No more of this regular season BS. Every game matters now every night and every game's on TV. I mean, it is just delicious. All right, Pharrell on the bench. John DeSilva's the morning line odds maker at Parks in Philadelphia, and he's a regular on the bench for over 20 years and change, at least, giving us the skinny in the great horse racing industry. So, boy, has it been maligned, John. I was on Fox. I told you, right? Because you helped me get through it.
Yep.
I was on Fox. I don't know if you saw me on there, but I didn't see me on there. I just did it. All I know is I did it. I recorded it, and then they ran with it, right? And cut it up and sliced it up like a deli sandwich. But all I know is, you know, I didn't say anything nice about him. I know everybody's friends with him. That's fine. And what's great about me is I'm friends with you. I don't need to be friends with him. I don't need friends. I got enough friends. I don't need friends like that either. But I know people hate me for saying that, and that's fine too. Hate me all you want. I don't give a rat's ass. I'll beat your ass. I don't care what you think of me. You want to play rough? I'll break your nose. You want to play basketball with me? I'll break your nose. Here's the deal. If I say things I don't like somebody, I think they're a thief and a cheat and a liar and everything else, and they're a BSer. You know me, John. I'll just say it, right? So I'm still not buying that guy's shtick from 2 weeks ago, and I'm not buying a shtick ever since. And I'm also not buying all the shtick I've heard from all of his best friends that work in the business.
Remember 2 weeks ago, you asked me about his past, and you asked me, and I told you that, yeah, he did have overages, and he did have issues, and you asked, does he drug horses? And I told you, yes. And I explained it to you right then and there. Never did I think that horse was going to win, and then we have all this controversy afterwards. And then we hear the rumors over the weekend. We get the world tour on Monday all over the place. And then we are hearing every excuse from doing a number one on hay to rubbing cream on the horse's butt. I mean, what else is there?
What else is there? So tell me, it's true. 2 weeks ago, you came on the show. The first question I asked was, does Bob Baffert drug horses? And I said, I'm sick and tired of this guy being the featured attraction at every single horse race and Triple Crown race and everything else. And we talked about it at great length. Then it happened. So let me ask you this question. Last year, you get the horse bump and disqualification at the Derby, right? And then...
Oh, two years ago.
Whatever. 2 years ago. So the horse got disqualified for bumping the horse on a sloppy track. And I'm sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. Because I've seen 50 million horses bump and still win and whatever, and they never do anything about it. But then in the Derby, we see this horse get disqualified. So can you believe that this horse fails a drug test and then 2 weeks later gets to run in the Preakness because of lawyers? But the other horse, the horse that got disqualified, I mean, I don't know what they did. Would they go out and shoot it? I mean, I don't know what they did with it. But all I remember is they disqualified that horse. You would have thought that horse robbed a bank. The way they treated it. Like it was all it did was bump around a turn. And I was like, what do you mean they disqualified the horse? Like I couldn't even believe that decision. Take me back to that crappy decision, please. Dude, take me back to that crap so I can get mad again.
Okay. He goes out there. He wins the race. There's a claim of foul by a jockey who was not involved in the bumping. And they go out there, and it is the longest inquiry. Normally, it may take maybe 5 minutes. This took over 20 minutes, where they're looking at the photos and the videos, and they spoke to people, and they didn't even talk to all the jockeys involved in it. They went, and they disqualified the horse. The owner goes nuts. He's complaining. He's threatening lawsuits. He's appealing, going crazy. Meanwhile, the trainer of Maximum Security last year was one of many people who got arrested on federal indictments for drugging horses. And he's still, to this day, not training right now, fighting that case.
Carver Hyde, are you listening to this? Like, are you kidding me? They can't even go 1 year without corruption and drugging horses and cheating. And you wonder why people are trying to shut down the horse racing business. I mean, I had Felix Taverna on from San Diego, and Felix is telling me they're trying to, like, PETA's trying to shut down horse racing in California, like, and eradicate it from the face of the earth. And I told him, I don't think that's going to happen. I said, I think I'll be dead and buried, and they'll still have 100 more years of Kentucky Derbies like they've always had them. Do you seriously believe, John DeSilva, that they're going to eradicate horse racing?
They will not eradicate, but there will be racetracks shut down. There will be less racing going for more quality. And there's going to be certain companies that are going to go out there and flourish while others will go down the tubes.
And what do you think is going to happen to horse racing in California?
California is in deep trouble. I think there's going to be major reduction in racing in California within the next 5 years.
Okay, so
I think Santinita could be sold. They could be gone.
Because all the horses died there.
Yeah, and the owner, unfortunately, aligned herself with PETA. And she's done some business with them.
Oh, so she's in bed with them?
She's allowed them into horse racing to doing certain things, which brazen them to go out there and do more now. Where now they have gone as far as to buy stock in some racetrack companies so they can have a say in their meetings now and infiltrate them.
I'm on record as saying they're like the mafia, those people. that, what do you mean, you people? I think that I'm scared to death of those people. You know what I do now, John? Whenever I can, I pet my dog. And as you know, Carver High, my dog is Cujo. My dog will bite your arm off. Forget about your hand. It'll bite your whole arm off and eat it. My dog is so vicious. It's like a attack dog. It's a savage. Meanwhile, all I do is pet the dog. The dog loves me. The dog will not mess with me. The dog knows that I'm the man. He's just totally cool with me. But everyone else is just in his way, and he is not having it. So when I think of those people, what do you mean, you people? All I know is those people. What do you mean, you people? Those people are – I'm scared to death of those people. I want nothing to do with them. In fact, every time I hear their name, I pet my dog for an hour. So let me ask you this question. Getting back to this race, you told me – you're on record as telling me, I believe, off the record, you told me, and now on the record, that Chad Brown will win this race on at Pimlico tomorrow on Saturday evening. Are you still on crowded trade to win the race?
I am still on crowded trade to win the race because this horse has done something I've never seen in my lifetime in horse racing. 2017, Chad Brown won the Preakness with Cloud Computing. Right. This horse, crowded trade, has done the exact same thing as Cloud Computing. First start, 6 furlongs, he wins. Second start, they run in the Gotham, runs second. Third start, Wood Memorial, runs third. They skip the Kentucky Derby, change jockeys to Javier Castellano in the Preakness. Both horses have done all that.
So the exact same thing, the horse has done the exact same, it's like a movie. It's the exact same thing that the other one did. And here we go tomorrow with the same kind of horse, same results, same jockey, same trainer. Is it still 10-1 crowded trade?
I think he's going to get bet a little lower because the one thing that we've seen with the betting so far is people are PO'd at Baffert. And they're betting other horses like Midnight Bourbon and Crowded Trade. And I think we're getting more people looking at Crowded Trade other than the other Chad Brown horse that's in the risk-taking.
So let me ask you this question. How many people are on Concert Tour, which is the other Bob Baffert horse? And that guy, what's his name that's training him for what's the guy's name that's training him for Barnes?
Yeah, Jimmy Barnes. He's his longtime assistant.
All right, so he's training both horses now this week at Pimlico. His Concert Tour, a lot of people, I think Felix told me he's on Concert Tour to win the race. You think Concert Tour is going to press Medina the entire race and wear out Medina and, frankly, wear out himself. Here's the thought. Hold that thought, John. Let's take a break, come back, and we'll finish this conversation about what's going to happen. We've already established that Crowded Trade, Chad Brown's horse with Javier Castellano, will win the Preakness, the four horse. We'll tell you who's going to play show, and we'll give you the four that we want to give you the numbers on to make some bets coming up on the bench. Army wife, a winner today in the Black Eyed Susan, the legendary race the day before the Preakness at Pimlico. Was that an upset? John DeSilva from Parks is with us, our longtime friend for a couple decades on the bench. Every big race, John's on the bench. Was that an upset, Army wife?
Not enough. He paid $11 to win. Great ride by Joel Rosario, saving ground, held off the horse. I actually like to win the race in the two, but, you know, Army Ride definitely deserved to be there. Baffert was in the race with the favorite, and that horse did absolutely nothing.
All right, so crowded trade. We've talked about it. And I'm looking at, you know, no one, it's funny, no one believes in it. But I think, you know, you get a lot of people. I'm reading here about what people think of the horse and everything else, but you love the horse. Now you still believe Medina is going to finish second. Is that about right?
I think Medina's going to finish it. The horse does have the speed. The horse is tough on the lead, but I just think with everything that's going on, you just have to be very careful. And the other thing you had to worry about Jimmy Barnes is when Baffert had his little problem in Oakland Park last year, he blamed Jimmy Barnes' Lompas patch for getting the horses to take some drug to be disqualified.
What? What did you just say to me?
Yeah, he blamed Jimmy Barnes' Lompas patch to cause the horse to test positive at Oakland Park.
What? Carver, how did you... Did you hear what he said?
Only in horse racing can we talk about salon pots, rubbing cream on the butt, and dominatrix jobs, you know?
Always get the best stories from Da Silva. All right, so you have Rombauer, Mike McCarthy trained, Flavian Pratt on the saddle at 12-1. You have finishing third. So we're looking at 4-3-6 here. Is that about right?
That is right. This is a horse who's going to be finishing fast in the stretch. He's never won on dirt, but he usually makes a good run at the end. So he's just going to tease everybody and just get up to be third.
Here's what they're saying. The Preakness runner completely devoid of speed. He has run on turf, dirt, and synthetic, has a pair of in-the-money finishes and graded stakes races. Can't fault the connections for running for a slice. Pratt should get the most out of this horse, even if it means a finish in the lower parts of the tri and super. Do you agree with any of that?
Yep, that's why I have him third. I mean, when he won the race at Golden Gate, that gave him a free pass where he doesn't have to pay any money to run in the Preakness. So why wouldn't you take a shot?
All right, and then you're going to put, for a fourth horse, you're going to put that Dwayne Lucas horse, Ram, the 30-1 long shot?
Yep. You need a crazy price. If we're not going to be using a couple of the favorites to finish in the money, you have to have somebody crazy. And when you got the Hall of Fame trainer, Dwayne Lucas, who at 85 years old, hasn't gone crazy yet, with the horse who's going to be finishing well at that price, he's going to be saving ground. He's the one that's going to give us the value in the superfecta.
Here's a guy who says, this is far from a stellar Preakness field, so if he hit the board, it wouldn't shock me at all. There you go. So you like that, right?
Yeah, especially at the price he's going to go off at. He may be the next to longest shot on the longest shot in the race.
So a lot of people, do you think a lot of people think Concert Tour and Medina are the only two horses that matter in this race?
A lot of people still believe in Baffert. A lot of people believe Concert Tour with his speed can outrun Medina early. And if you look at the Black Eyed Susan Preakness Daily Double, Concert Tour was actually the favorite in that double.
So let me ask you, why are so many people betting on Midnight Bourbon, the Osmussen horse with Ortiz on it?
Well, other than drinking the bourbon, I would say this is a horse who they believe was compromised in the Derby when he did not break great. So with the change of jockey, they think this horse is going to be more aggressive early, and he's going to be pushing or battling for the early lead.
All right, so what are 4-3-6-1? Is there anything else you want to tell me to bet? Like, you know, the exacta box?
I would say do not bet the Japanese horse because he's crazy. No, Bree has no business being in there. The only reason he's in there.
Hold on, let me get this straight. So the which horse are you saying is the Japanese horse?
Number 7, a Japanese horse with the first name of France.
Yeah, France Go to Ina.
France Go to Ina. Yeah.
Right. All right, so
those Rocky
so, so wait, you would do so what would you do on a would you do a $4, $3, $10 Exacta box, or what would you do?
I would definitely do a $4, $3, $10 Exacta box.
Right.
Ron Bowerick says, I don't think he's good enough to win, but he could be in the money. So in case Contador runs with Medina Spirit and makes that one lose, I would do a saver exacta of four with Ron by six. With Ron Bauer.
Oh, just do another exacta with four with six?
Yes.
All right, fair enough. I see some people doing, you know, a lot of people like your pick, the trifecta, a dollar trifecta. What would you play in that?
I would definitely do the dollar trifecta. I would key, 4-3 with the 6-1. Because if we think that the 3 and the 4 are the top two choices, obviously they can't be third. So I'd use those two in the first two slots, and I would throw in the 1, I would throw in the 6. And if you wanted like another horse, like maybe the 2 horse to be a suck up third or fourth, you could do that as well.
Right. All right. So that sounds great. I'm looking forward to it. When is it run? 6:50?
6:49 is post time. You can see it on NBC. It is the 13th race of a 14-race card.
Channel.
First race goes off at 10:30 in the morning.
The Bob Baffert Channel, NBC.
The Bob Baffert, shockingly, he will not be there. He's going to be watching it from home.
I won't be surprised if they zoom him in. You think they'll zoom him in and interview him?
Oh, they'll definitely zoom him in at some point, and let's see what he says. I'm expecting a lot of no comment.
Do you seriously think they'll get him to do an interview via his home?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what are you a compelling television where you could just sit there and say, no comment, no comment, no comment? I mean, that's compelling. That's going to bring in the ratings.
So let me get this straight. 5 times already this year he's been accused of drugging horses. Does he ever have to answer to any of these charges? Or does he just get accused all the time and nothing ever happens?
Well, he's been suspended and he's been fined. And a couple of times he did not get disqualified. They just fined him.
That is unbelievable.
Like the Oakland thing with the Salampa, he got fined.
So nothing ever happens to that guy. Nothing ever happens to the guy.
Other than lots of publicity. But there are people who are now suing him, saying that they lost a lot of money because Medina Spirit won the race and cost them their bets. So 4 handicappers went to court and sued him in California today.
Oh, really? So let me ask you this
question. And there's going to be more coming.
Why did Mandaloon and Essential Quality not run in the Preakness?
Mandaloon, many times if you don't win the Kentucky Derby, they're going to go and wait for the Belmont. Just rest up, be strong, let the other horse wear out. If Mandaloon had more time, he probably would have went into the Preakness, but by the time they found out, because on Saturday the rumors started happening that the horse failed the drug test, it really didn't give Brad Cox enough time to get the horse ready to run tomorrow.
So let me ask you this question. So they banned him at Churchill Downs. How long does that ban last?
For as long as they want, because what they're going to do is they're not going to take any of his entries until they know what happens. And because he went and asked for a split sample to be tested, you know, that's why he's allowed to run this Saturday. If the split sample comes back as a positive, the Kentucky Racing Commission is going to have a hearing. When that will be, who knows? And then they're going to give him a penalty, officially disqualify him from the race. And my prediction as well is at some point this summer, I think Churchill Downs is going to put in the clause where trainers of horses got disqualified for drug positives will be banned from the Derby. And I think that's going to happen within the next 3 months.
So you think he'll be banned from next year's Kentucky Derby?
They'll put the clause in. He'll probably go to court to get an appeal while he's appealing the disqualification. So he might run next year. But I think next year will be the final year we're going to see Bob Baffert in the Derby.
Wow. So you think they're just their plan is to try get rid of him altogether?
Correct.
Because they think he's a liar and a cheat.
Well, when it happens five times, you know, you might be a serial killer, you know?
Hoo-ah! All right, Johnny, my man. Enjoy the races tomorrow at Pimlico. I always love the don't they have the porta potty race there at the Pimlico?
They used to have it, but unfortunately, because they got rid of it, which is a shame. Because it turns out they didn't have enough beer to throw at the people running the porta potties, so they had to do something so people could drink it instead of throwing it.
Oh, so who was mad at him? Was PETA mad at him?
Oh, PETA's mad at him, and a few other people were mad at him, too.
I wasn't mad at him, John. I thought they were great, all those drunks. I love them. All right, so enjoy the races. Always a pleasure having you on the bench, brother. Good luck.
You got it. Thank you, Scott, and good luck, everyone.
All right, there he is, John Da Silva, the morning line odds maker at Parks in Philadelphia. I always get a kick out of John Da Silva. The Warriors, who seldom come out to play, up 117-108 on the Pels with 6 minutes left. I'm having a huge night in the NBA, Carver High, betting. I mean, literally a gigantic night of winners that I doled out today on Coast to Coast. I am cashing tickets left and right. Carver High, God is my witness, and on Coast to Coast, I did it today, so we got it all on video. If the Warriors win this game, they're only up two, though. So they're only up two. If they win this game by two, I'll go 15-1 in NBA bets tonight. The only game I got wrong, because I hit the Rockets spread, but I thought the Clippers would win the game. That's the only bet I got wrong out of every single NBA bet. So right now I'm on top of every game except the Clippers losing. And tell me what you just said about the Clippers.
Yeah, the word is that the Clippers pretty much threw the game tonight against the Rockets, so that way they could get themselves the four seed and avoid playing potentially the Lakers until the Western Conference Finals. So that's what the Clippers, they sat Kawhi, PG, Mann, Reggie, Bev, and then Zubac and Morris. They took them out of the game late in the fourth quarter to make sure that they lost that game.
Wow. So I had that's crazy. I had the Rockets cover in the 11. I had the Grizzlies to win, Kings to cover, that hit. Rockets spread hit. Mavs to win, Raptors to cover hit, both hit. Jazz to win and spread. Sixers to win and spread. Nuggets to win and spread. Wizards to win and spread. And I got the Warriors to win and spread, and it was minus one. So I'm looking at 15-1. In the NBA bets, if the Warriors can finish this game off. But, you know, stranger things have happened. Now to games, I think New Orleans just took the lead by one. So go figure, I'll screw it up here at the end. But the Dodgers lead the Marlins right now 8-5 in the fifth at Chavez Ravine. Rockies up 9-6 on the Reds in the ninth at Coors. Nationals up 11-1 on the Diamondbacks. I hit that in Zona. Mariners lead the Indians 3-1 in the sixth. Cardinals down 3-0 to the Padres at Petco in the fourth. And Yankees, Urshela hit the big home run to win that game tonight. That was huge. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Preakness UFC 262. Carver High, great job. I'll see you. Screw the Islanders.